Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Mr. Brother Elohim. I love you. I keep that going up that. I walk path of divine energy and path of evil to self and astray. And I've been walking the path of enlightenment. I will get what I want. Well, I'm looking at that. The days are getting longer, but they're getting better. you know, we always talk about love when we first start off. Love is the act that makes us feel good. So let's make sure we have a feel-good day out there, making people feel good, making people think about good things, you know. Well, today we're reading out of the Tyrannical Scriptures. We're on page what page am I on? Okay. We're on page, we're on page 131, okay, of Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, and today we're dealing with human. We're dealing with the word human today, and we're going to deal with a few other words, but we're going to start off with the word human. The Tyrannical Scriptures is a book that was set forth by Looking Christ, and it was it was written by him, but actually it was just written by him. But the book belongs to Source Energy. This is where the book is coming from. It's coming from Universal. So we're not taking credit for the contents, but we're taking credit for writing the words down. Okay. if that makes sense. Okay. Now on Wikipedia, we're talking about the word human. There's the human race, mankind, humanity, Homo sapiens. Okay, this is what Wikipedia jots down when we use the word human. That don't give us too much to go on, but this is what Wikipedia says. I guess I should do a dictionary thing too, but the word human is kind of interesting based on who you are and where you sit and what you're thinking about as far as the human. As far as the human being is concerned, you know. The Elohim is called divine energy in action. Divine energy in action. How can we relate divine energy to the term human? Okay. Well, let's look at all the definitions, and then we'll come back and break them down one at a time, okay? The act of being humane, the act of compassion, doing more for others than you do for yourself, okay? we're talking about the art of controlling your emotional state, experiencing the universe on a physical plane, being separated from your positive or negative self. That's something to think about. Understanding the connection between you and other divine forms. The art of being one. Oh, boy. You really got to go over that one, boy. The art of being one. That's something to think about. Well, let's go back to the first Elohim definition. We're talking about divine energy. Now, you know, we're coming from they call it Bible Putin perspective. This is where we're coming from, you know? And we're using the Bible codes to unlock the mysteries of the universe. How can you unlock the mysteries of the universe with the Bible? Oh, my goodness, you know, that book has been rewritten and done and changed in so many different ways, but the codes, see, that's why I have to give King James credit. The codes and the way he laid the book out hasn't been changed, not yet. Okay, they tried to change one code in Revelation, which says he's given a description of Yahshua that there coming in their feet like past the bark in the oven, which gives him the definite hue of being a black, being from one of the black tribes, okay? So, or the black tribe, there's only one black tribe. So, but they're changing that. They took the word as if burnt out of an oven. They took that burnt process out. I want you to be thinking about that, coming out of the oven looking all burnt. so, you know, so in Psalms 82, it says that we are gods, okay? Now, if that takes us, when we talk about divine energy, that takes us back to the uncaused cause. That is the way of saying it. Something that caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. Okay, when we think about it, far back you go, well, who made this? You're not a children. You know, who made this? Or who made that? Or who made this? Where did this come from? Where did that come from? You can go on and on and on until you have to come to the conclusion that at one time there was just something here, man. You know? And you can't go back no further than that. That's something just being here, you know? There had to be a point where something was not made. It was already here. So the only thing that we know of that's been here since time immemorial, okay? When I say time immemorial, I'm talking about since motion began, because time is a measure of motion, right? Okay? That's what time is. So when energy first went into motion, there was nothing here but energy. So as the energy reproduced, okay, it made more energy. As it made more energy, energy being intelligent, or energy is intelligent. Don't let scientists sway you with that argument, because they come with the Darwinian thought process. And that thought process, well, it's not a very good thought process. All energy is intelligent. And energy being intelligent, it began to make things more and better. It began to design the things that it needed to bring us to where we are today. Okay, we are extensions of that energy, what you call divine, which is everything in the universe at one time, which is all. See what I'm saying? All in the breath of life. That's the correct pronunciation of it. You say, just breathe about life, and that will give you pronunciation of that divine energy. It's all, including the breath of life. That's these are the secret doctrines. Now you're getting information that you're not getting any from anywhere. You know, I don't know if you heard this anywhere, but but we're giving it up. We're giving it up on Elohim Speak Blog Talk Radio. Tune in, man. You might just surprise yourself at what you hear over here. Whether you agree or disagree, it doesn't matter. The most important thing is that you hear. And when you engage in conversation with people, the most important thing is that you're able to keep quiet and listen to what they're saying, you know? You know, that's why I give Sign That Out Blog, because they go through this every day. Debating the stuff that they were debating about, I disagree with a lot of it, but those guys are smart. They're really smart. They've done their homework. But I'm a drum instructor. You can teach a drummer wrong, and no matter how long he practiced where you taught him, it's going to be wrong. And you can teach a drummer right, and no matter how long he practiced, it's going to be right. So what they're learning from the book, especially the Bible, is wrong. So no matter debate, argue, go back and forth over it, it's still going to be wrong. There's a right way to read that book. And this is what we're talking about on Sunday, Bible 2.0. We're bringing people into that thought process so that they can see how power is gained and how they gain power on you, why they have their foot on your neck. And give you an idea of what this rumble is all about that's going on out here, you know? No tribe, okay, wants to be under or ruled by another tribe. Whites don't want to be ruled by blacks no more. Blacks don't want to be ruled by whites no more, you know? And the brown man, the yellow man, and the red man, they don't want to be ruled by anybody, you know? So the five tribes really have to come together and work together. If we're going to enjoy the paradise that this planet is. This planet is a paradise, you know what I'm saying? And they're changing it into something really, really bad. And we have to push things in the right direction. So divine energy in action. You are all energy. All energy is divine. Hello? All energy is divine. I had to say that again, you know, because everything in the universe comes from source. all energy comes from source. But that's why we say source energy. We are source energy. We are the universe expanding in such a way that people can't fathom what we are, you know? But we are designers. Our ancestors, some of us are the ancestors because we've been in the physical form more than once. Some of us have, you know. I can look at some of the lines on your hands and I can tell you how long you've been here. But some of us have been here more than once. And what we have to do, we have to recognize our divinity. That's why the book is able to say that you are God. A God is a designer. This is what we have to get to understand. A God is a designer, all right? And when they say pray to God, all right, who are you praying to? You know what I'm saying? There's 6.5 billion gods on the planet. All right. And there's a particular God that you know of that can handle your problems, then that's the God you should be praying to. Or that's the God that you should be seeking information or seeking whatever you need. You follow what I'm saying? If I know a God that's a billionaire and I need some things to invest in my business and stuff, well, that's the God I'm going to pray to. You know what I'm saying? How do you pray to a God like that? Knock and the door should be open. Ask and it shall be given to you. That's how you pray to a God like that. Okay? And he'll come and answer all your prayers, give you the money you need, help you do, set your business up. He might want to take a little profit, a little percentage of the profit. That's fine, sure. You know, he can make money off his money. So that's fine. But that's why we said that a human is divine energy in action. I didn't say emotion, but divine energy in action. So you need to be in action. You need to be in action running this government, doing what you have to do, okay? Now we come down to the next part. The next one. It says the act of being humane, okay? That's something to think about. See, that ties us into the universal law of reap what you sow. You don't want to do anything to anyone that you wouldn't want done to yourself. You know, that's something to think about. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a wide parameter. You got some people that hate themselves out there, you know? And because when we say, well, treat me like you want to be treated. Oh, I thought, you look at the way they treat themselves, so please don't treat me like that, you know? Because of the thought process that they're under, they're treating this divine energy terrible, you know? Eating the wrong stuff, drinking poison, I mean, smoking poison, they want to get high and dizzy out of their minds so that they can't think. They really can't do things like they're supposed to. Unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. Okay? So the act of being humane ties us into science, which is reap what you sow. They just call it science because they don't want to mention where the scientific methodology came from in the first place. Okay, it's been around for thousands of years. They didn't just start science. How do you think the pyramids got built? Okay, if you look on the walls of the pyramids, you'll see helicopters, you'll see submarines, you'll see intergalactic ships carved on the doggone walls. You know what I'm saying? We didn't just get off the boat. We've been at this for quite a while, you know. And that's going to show. All that is going to show, you know. We're coming back into who we are, okay? So we're dealing with the act of being humane, all right? Being humane means following the universal law of reap what you sow, okay? Don't do anything unto others that you wouldn't want to have done to you. That's basically reap what you sow. What you put out, that's what you're going to get back, you know? And a lot of people put out that evil and set up security so they can't get it back. But it's going to come back to you. Somehow, some way, the universe is going to bring all that evil back on you. It has nothing to do with the people that you did the evil to. Okay? That's just the law, man, you know? Excuse me. And the law works. Okay? Now, the next one, we're talking about the act of compassion for it. That's something to think about, because some people don't care about, they don't care about nothing or nobody, you know? They don't have no compassion with the earth. Their compassion is their bottom line. She ain't making me a dollar. Yo, I ain't got no rap for you. I don't have any time for you. There's nothing that you can say to me, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't talking about my bottom line or increasing my bottom line, you know? They don't have no compassion whatsoever, you know? What kind of bothered me a little bit was Joe Olsen and the way he talks and everything, you know? Then when that disaster hit in Texas, you know? Wouldn't let the people into his arena to see Shelton. I couldn't believe he did that. But after he got the blowback from the press, you know, he's a bad guy. Oh, my goodness. He opened the door. But it seems like he should have been begging them to come in before they even asked, you know. That's what it seems like to me, you know. We're talking about the act of compassion. But I think he learned his lesson about that. So he's getting a little, after the blowback, he opened the doors and people start looking at him a little different. You'd be surprised how people look at you when you have things going for you and something happens and you don't help your fellow man like you're supposed to, you know? It gets really, really ugly. You know? That's the act of compassion. This is all being human. You follow what I'm saying? Now, some people say, well, it means having hue. You know, everybody got hue. I don't care who you are, you know? So we're not even going with that thought process, okay? Now, the next thing is doing more for others than you do for yourself. That's being human. See what I'm saying? Now, are you constantly doing more for others than you do for yourself? That's something to think about. Because most of us don't do nothing for anybody. Nothing at all. You know what I'm coming from? And they wonder why they're not getting no reciprocity from the universe. Okay? Because all they're doing is just me, you know? And that sometimes it's not a good thought process. Depends on who you are and what's going on, you know. But you need to think in terms of, can I do more? And the best way to do more is to participate in your government. It's your government. And it's one thing I want you to understand today while Elohim is on the air talking. This country has to survive. It has to survive, and we have to push it in the right direction. We got all five tribes here, and the way the founding fathers, from a President Hanson and them, George Washington, the founding fathers, the way President Hanson and them set the thing up in the first place, we have an opportunity for all the five tribes to work together to push this country in the right direction, okay? Because if this country keeps going towards hate and division and all that kind of stuff, it's not going to last. Go back, read your history book. Name one great empire that's still here after over 1,000 years. They're not. All of them gone. I mean, they're here, but they're not great empires no more. You know, they've been knocked off. They've been treated the way they treated other people. You know what I mean? Conquering, beating people up and all that. Somebody came to conquer and beat them up. I don't care who you are. All of them been beat up by somebody, you know? So, we have to bear in mind what's really going on. My throat is starting to shut down again. I thought I'd be able to manage at least 2 days on the air. I apologize for this, but we'll keep moving, doing the best we can. But my throat's a little sore, so. But I do want to be on the air. I do want to constantly get this information out because we need this information. Information has to be on the airwaves. And it's my job to distribute this information as best possible, okay? Now, we just talked about the art of managing divine energy and why energy is divine. All energy is divine, okay? All energy, all right? So when you look at a person, that person is made out of energy. You're looking at a divine being, which the Bible calls a God. A God describes what you're supposed to be doing as a divine being. You're supposed to be designing things to make this a more and perfect, a more better and perfect society or union or whatever we have here, a better planet. You know, because we're going to be off this planet. We're off this planet now. We're going to be colonizing all over the government place out there, you know. We're talking about we have too many people. We don't have enough people. Telling you right now, we need more bodies. And we're talking about making machines to do the work, which is okay. If you make machines to do the work, then that means that you cut the work time, paying the people more money, cutting the work time of God so that he can do more designing, more planning, more thinking about the universe, how to make things better, you know? If we didn't have a work week at all, right, the machines are doing all the work, providing food, clothes, shelter, security. So that means we don't have to do anything but just study how to maintain the machine and how to take forward our designs to other planets. So other planets can be as prosperous and divine as this one is. See what I'm saying? We shouldn't be doing manual labor. Manual labor should be done by machines. Everything should be done by machines. You know, you go get when you're hungry or lunch time, you push a button. If you come out, you sit down, you grab, and that's it. You know what I mean? And or we can just stay at home and eat and study. The internet is a great opportunity for us to study and grow our mind. Our competition should be in the mirror, competing against yourself to do better, to do more. That's where our work is supposed to be. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And we're supposed to be getting paid for doing just that. Okay? You don't have to pay the machines. You're just keeping the machines going. Okay? And that's what's going on. Now, everybody in the society, period, take some type of mechanical engineering in school. Everybody should be part of our courses, part of our course when you're going to school, okay? Because the machines are going to be building the buildings. The machines are going to be growing the food, all right? The machines are going to be producing the clothes. The machines are going to be providing our security, all right? So what we're supposed to be doing is we're supposed to be very, very good at working the internet, making software, and building the machines so that the machines can do their job. See what I'm saying? So that's where we are supposed to be. We're supposed to be builders. Builders and management, managing those that are doing the building, which is the machine. This is what we're supposed to be doing. This is where the society is supposed to be going so that we're working less, being paid more. Okay, and mostly we should be in school almost all our lives. We should be studying from the time we grow, from the time we come out mama's womb, until the time we go into the coffin. We're supposed to be studying, learning, growing all the time. That's what's up, and that's what we're supposed to be getting paid for. Because if we're doing that, this planet will definitely be the power that it's supposed to be. We've come up with a design system so nobody's hungry, nobody's sleeping on the street. There's enough wealth on this planet, so nobody has to be hungry or sleeping in the street. Right now, they're arguing over occult practicing. They're arguing over the stories, okay? Rather than dealing with the power, they're arguing over the stories. And based on who's telling the story, that's the guy that you're following. We followed the animal of Muhammad. His story was great. You know, Travis Shabazz, and we come from so and so. A great story. A wonderful story. You follow what I'm saying? We follow Prophet Muhammad. He comes, he got his information out of a cave, and he did such and such and such. Great story. We follow Yahshua ben Bedell. He called Jesus. Yeah, he walked on water. And healed the blind and made the succeed and all. Well, we're doing that right now, okay? We're doing that right now, all right? All the things that you say Yahshua did, we're doing that right now. We're not, we don't be laying hands on you, but, well, not until we get you into the hospital. And you'd be surprised at the work they're doing on you in the hospital, okay? Hello? The things they're doing in the hospital, Yahshua couldn't do. I don't know if he couldn't do it or not, because I went back there. I don't want to make that statement. But all of the things that they said that he is doing. We're making the blind see, making the lame walk, healing the diseases that we had back then. We're doing all of that. Well, you understand what I'm saying? And we're going to do so much more as time goes on. You don't come from, but they're following the story. Jesus is God. You know what I'm saying? But the book is telling you something different. The very book that you worship out will tell you something different. Well, it don't tell you something different. Jesus was God. But so are you. It depends on who's telling the story. That's what I'm saying. The book is telling you one thing, giving you a certain thought process. Then you got people coming along telling you something else, giving you a different thought process. And holy Hannah, we're out of control. See what I'm saying? One group is paying Jesus one way. One group is paying Jesus another way. They're paying Muhammad one day. One guy said, well, if anybody said that Muhammad was about killing, I have to kill somebody for telling the truth. You understand what I'm saying? The people don't fit in with your thought process. Don't fit in with your story. You know what I'm coming from? It's really, really deep how they're controlling the minds of the people through the story. That's the occult. When you cut the TV on, what are you looking for? You're looking for stories. So people come home and they're looking for my stories. The Young and the Restless, The Days of Our Lives. I don't know if that story's going to come on or not, but, you know, we had Victor and all of them. You know, everybody watch the stories. You know what I'm saying? This is the mind control. This is where they're controlling your mind. Okay? One plus one is two. Where's the story? There's no cult here. You don't come from? That's power. Once you accept that one and one is two, that one and one don't have to be two, it could be three, it could be some power. But once you accept that one and one is two, it opens up the whole mathematical system. Okay? And you don't need the stories to break the math down. Although they run the stories on you when you're in high school and stuff. And who can figure them damn stupid stories out? You follow what I'm saying? Even Einstein, their greatest mathematician. You know what I mean? I think he flunked math. And one of them grades he flunked math. He couldn't figure out the stories. Well, if you travel 80 miles an hour and a pebble drops off the train and the train weighed 2 ounces less and it's going still going at 80 miles an hour, how long would it take to get to the destination? He said, yeah, well, okay. Run that by me again, man. Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? And you're saying, holy crap, who can figure these stories out based on the language that they use? You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people fail math. They can't understand the stories that they put on the mathematics. But you don't need stories for mathematics, okay? A plus A equals 2A. If any child that can understand, that can add 1 and 1 is 2, can do algebra. It's just that simple. If you take the stories out, you know? But once you start talking about, well, I have 5 apples and he has 3 oranges and we can't do the apples with the oranges because the oranges and the apples don't make sense. Wait a minute, man. I eat oranges and apples all the time. It don't make sense. You see what I'm saying? Once you start putting them stories in, it gets crazy, okay? Just like you say 1 and 1 is 2, A plus A equals 2A. It's just that simple. You don't need the apples and the oranges. See what I'm saying? This is an A and this is a B. You know, don't put the A's with the B's. You do them separate. You know what I'm saying? But when you go into the apples and the oranges and the pears and the tangerines and stuff, it gets a little weird out there, okay? So I don't get off track here. But this is where we are and how we're doing and what we're doing. You follow what I'm saying? I think we're just talking about the art of managing divine energy. Okay, all energy is divine, but you have to manage this energy. In order to manage this energy, you have to know who you are. Once you learn who you are, then you can see how to manage the energy because your thought process have you in the designing mode. And you can manage anything that you want. You follow what I'm saying? Now we have the art of controlling your emotional state. Ooh, that's interesting. You know, to be human, you have to control your emotions. Oh, well. If you don't control your emotions, you're going to run into a big problem. You're going to have a lot of problems out here. You don't control your emotions. Everything that you're doing makes a difference, okay? So in order to control your emotions, you have to know what your emotions are. Because some of the things that they need to show you in some of these psychiatry classes and all that, they're going to learn how to deal with their patients. Okay, only one emotion triggered by the thought processes of what's important to you. That triggers how much emotion you bring up when that happens. Okay, you want to see a lot of emotion come out? That's for somebody's child. Oh boy, the emotion comes out. Do you want to come along? And, you know, it's some people, you can go to China, right? And mess with somebody's dog, they ain't gonna do too much to you. Here you mess with somebody's dog, they're ready to kill you. Because the dog is so important to them here. That's why they get so much emotional content with the dog. You don't come from. You go to China, these people get hungry, hey, the dog is on the dinner table. His legs all stuffed up in the air, roasted and cooked, ready to be eaten. You know what I mean? But we wouldn't eat a dog here in this culture, in this society. Dog, you don't eat dog, man, but you go eat dog all day long. And you go to one place, you cut a cow, they'll cut your throat because the cow's there. They don't eat no cow. You know? They wouldn't dare eat no cow. Cow walking the street like they own the road. You know? Because the cow is safe. You know what I'm saying? They come over here, that cow with legs struck up in the air, roasted and ready to eat. Depends on where you are. Depends on how important you attach a thing to. You go to some place and you better not mess with a snake or monkey. It just depends on how much importance they attach to the particular thing. And like a woman, you know, or a man, you attach enough importance to a man or a woman, somebody messes with a man or a woman, they got a problem out of you. Sometimes you have a problem out of guys. If you just talk to a man, don't be talking to my woman. I don't know that's your woman. You know what I'm saying? Don't be talking to my woman. You better, well, she better let me know she your woman. I don't know who she is. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to hit on her because she looks good. And that's why you love her too, because you think she looks good too. So that's part of the art of learning how to control your emotions. You have to learn what the emotions are. And the heart, now this is, the heart plays an important part in emotion, because the heart has a neural net, all right, that gives off hormones when something disturbs you. Okay, the heart communicates with the brain. It has a neural net in it, and if something's not right, you get those hormones. You start feeling that it's got a feeling out of them. The heart is releasing a little hormone to let you know, yo, something ain't right. This ain't right. That ain't right. You know, the heart's telling you what's up. You know, you can walk by somebody that reminds you of something that happened to you. You don't remember what happened, but you deal with that person. I don't like that person. For some reason, I just don't like that person. I don't like her. I don't like him for some reason. You don't know the person from the can of paint. But something happened that reminds you of that person. Now, thinking about that, I'm watching a Chinese movie, and the lady made an expression. And that expression reminded me of something, and I couldn't figure out what it was. Here's a Chinese movie that I'm watching. She made an expression, okay, of disgust at something that somebody was doing. And it reminded me of the same expressions that were made by a female in another movie. What was the name of the movie? I forget the name of the movie. But he was chasing some guy on a plane, and the guy was a criminal. And she was an airline stewardess on the plane. And she made this expression. That expression stuck with me. She was disgusted about this guy, Rain, Passenger 57. That was in the movie. And the lady in the Chinese movie made that same expression. I said, oh, I said, boy, that expression reminded me of something. And the movie clicked in. I said, oh, well, I'll be dog, you know? So if you're around somebody, somebody make that expression, you don't like it, you might not even know why, you know? But when you begin to read through your DNA, every experience, everything that you have, everything that you know begins to come back to you. You begin to remember everything because you're not remembering with your brain anymore. You're remembering with your DNA. And your DNA, just one strand of DNA can handle all the information a lot of the time. It's so important, okay? So with all the DNA that you have, you know how much information that that your DNA can hold. That's why we want to try to have a DNA awakening. We'll talk about that one day on the show. When we're talking about the Bible, we're talking about the DNA awakening. Because you can get a DNA awakening through the Bible. I don't know that, but you can, you know? Now, let's move to the next, okay? Moving right along, I forgot the commercial, but that's okay. I'll just run a couple of things that I need to run for our group. We're talking about those of you on the line. Thanks so much. I appreciate you being on the line. Press 1 on the dial if you want to talk, and that's letting me know that you're on the air and you have something to say, okay? Now, if we're going to use the last 4 digits of the phone number, so we don't use your name unless you want us to, okay? Now, we have a society called Elohim 5 Tribe Society of Love. That's our domain site. You can go to that site, look out, check out, see what's going on. We're in the process of adding to the site. We just set the site up, so there's a lot going to be going on with the site. A lot of work that has to be done to the site. So if you're computer literate and you know how to do things with computers and stuff, hey, give us a call at 215-758-1703. We'll use your help. I'll pay you if there's a charge or whatever. We'll compensate you for the work that you do. You know, like that. Also, I have a CD on the market called Elohim Christ 10 Tracks, Jesus is Coming. And you'll be able to listen to a song on a CD, but they're changing the format on YouTube. Normally, you can go to it and you can list all 10 songs. But now they're only putting up one song at a time for some reason. I guess that's they're losing money because you can just go right to YouTube rather than go to CD Baby or Spotify or one of those places and get the song. You can go right to YouTube and record the whole album as it's playing, and you're getting it for free, you know? So I guess that's why they change things around, but you can't get all 10 songs. You know, you only get one song at a time. But it's called Now I'm on Mind, Jesus Mercy. It's on the web. You can just go on the web and get it. Elohim 10 Tracks. You know, Jesus is Coming. Well, Now I'm on Mind, Jesus is Coming. And the song come up. You can buy the whole song. You can just buy one on CD Baby if you want. Just go to CD Baby /Elohim Christ number 2 and .com and it'll come up. Okay, you can check the album, right? what else about what we have going on right now? So that's all I'm going to do with promotion. I'm just going to run that a little bit, and then we're going to keep going because we're in this. We got about 18 minutes here, so we're going to keep going. We rejected the art of controlling your emotional state, thinking in terms of there's only one emotion. Okay, they make everything so complicated that it's hard to understand. It's hard to see. You know what I'm saying? They give you these complicated thought processes because that's how they make money. You know, you go in a hospital, you have bad breath. They say, "Oh, you got a bad case of halitosis. You have to give me something for halitosis." What the heck is that? Bad breath. See what I'm saying? All you got to do is change what you've been eating, and your breath will clear up. But they do that to make money. And when you go to school, you have to learn the language that this. That's what costs so much money to go to school. They have a whole new language. You learn a whole new language and stuff, you know? As far as you're talking about the aorta, left aorta, aorta, right aorta, aorta, you're talking about the heart, all that stuff. This ventricular vein here, and yeah, you know, it just gets in place with the language that they use, okay? Now, okay, let's get back into what we're talking about, okay? We're talking about healing, all right? Experiencing the universe on a physical plane, okay? Now, we're talking about a human. When we say human, now that's an interesting thought process. We're talking about experiencing the universe on a physical plane. As a human, do we have two planes of existence that we're dealing with? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. Do we have two planes of existence that we're dealing with? Yes, we do. We have the physical plane and we have the spiritual plane. And the spiritual plane, they got the so screwed up with some people out there. Nobody knows what the spiritual plane is according to the way they're teaching it, okay? But experiencing the universe on a physical plane, that's human. So if you're not in a physical form, you know, you're not considered human anymore, okay? Because you're in a different dimensional state. Things that you couldn't do physically, there's things that you can't do physically in your spiritual plane, all right? So you have to be in a physical form in order to accomplish certain things on a physical plane. So that's why they're talking about experiencing the universe on a physical plane. And when we're talking about the universe, we're talking about energy. We're talking about We're talking about all the breath of life. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. And we're experiencing things on experiencing the universe. That's experiencing the energy. Physical energy that's above. Now we can experience the incorporeal energy as well. Okay, that's your meditation, astral traveling, and things like that come in. You have to decalcify your pineal gland, your pituitary gland. When you have a CD on the market, We're still on the market, but yeah, we're trying to get it to them. Trying to get it to the market now. We have trouble coming up with the software that's going to play with the CD. So once we get that done, then we'll be on our way. So we're dealing with that. And what else? So we have incorporeal and we have corporeal. All right. A human is experiencing universal and physical fighting. That's being a human. Okay. Now, they don't actually have a term in the English language for a spirit. But yeah, they do. They call them a ghost. Forgot about that. Incorporeal beings, they call them ghosts. They call them. It just dawned on me that they do have a term for incorporeal energy or incorporeal beings. They call them ghosts. Okay. So it's kind of interesting. The thought process that they're into in this particular society is absolutely amazing. But that's one of the things that we're dealing with. Here as human, experiencing our universe on a physical plane. And let's move to the next one. We just done with the one word here. It took almost an hour just to go through the one word. But we studied this these thought processes is so complicated. You know, the way they're teaching on these things, you have to go through all of your stuff, you know? Now, this next one is being separated from or positive or negative self. Yeah, I sound like them with the words, you know, with the language I'm using, you know, but this is English. Being separated from your positive or negative self. You understand? You have two planes of existence. One they call positive, one they call negative. Okay? The negative energy, okay, is the physical energy, and the positive energy is the incorporeal energy. Now, the negative energy, how can I relate this? If you can deal with electronics, the negative energy actually does the work. The positive energy lays out the energy, and the negative energy actually goes forward and does the work. So your physical body on this plane does the work. That's why it's called negative energy. The positive energy, which you incorporate yourself with, was pulling in and providing you with the vibratory frequency to vibrate, so that you can vibrate at 72 megahertz to stay in the physical world to get all this done. That's the whole, I just said a mouthful. So we're gonna throw this one down just a little bit. We got about 12 minutes left. So, but being separated from your positive or negative self, okay? I feel positive or negative because they don't explain the incorporeal realm too much, okay? There's two ways to look at it. You can look at it as being separated from the incorporeal energy, or you can look at it as being separated from your corporeal energy, all right? But that's kind of interesting why that's in there, being separated from your positive or negative self, because in most cases, the positive and the negative are together. That's what makes it work, you know? But I've also traveled, so I've taken my positive energy and went out and done things and came back, you know. So you can separate the two. So that's part of being human. You're able to actually get out of my experiences. You can do different things. So all that makes sense as well, okay? Yeah, so. But we need to think about these things. It's part of a thought process that we need to be a part of, okay? It's a thought process that we need to understand. Okay, so let's keep going here before I get too far ahead of myself here. Now the next one is understanding the connection between you and other divine forms. All right, so this all falls under being human. Coming from Elohim, you know, and they didn't give us no big explanations than none of the other books as far as being human is concerned. But understand the connection between you and other divine forms, you know. Now, there's over 6 billion people on this planet. What's your connection to all of them? Why are you connected to all of them? Why would you want to be connected to all of them, you know? And you have to understand the connection between all of you so that you can see what's going on, you know? When we talk about the one God, we're talking about every human being on the planet working together in concert. That's the one God. I know this is hard to hear. You ain't heard this stuff before. Man, what you talking about, Abraham? The one God is Buddha. The one God is Jesus. The one God is Muhammad. The one God is Allah. That's all I'm saying. No, that's not the one God. Okay? They are a God. No questions asked. And them. But they're not the one God. The one God is every human being on the planet working together. When we accomplish that, then we will be the one God, okay? The art of being one. That's the next thing that comes up, where there's no difference between you and the person standing next to you. I don't care what color they are. You know what I'm saying? And when you know that by working together, this planet turns into a paradise for everybody. By God, by the one God, okay, doing what it's supposed to do. And when you can see that everybody working together as one God, whew, man, the military don't fight because it takes a person to pull that trigger. It takes a person to push that button to fly them drones, you know? And if you ain't in there flying them drones and pushing them buttons, who is? Nobody. You know, when they come up with some kind of computer to do it, so they some people they want to fight no matter what. I don't care what you say, they want to fight something, somebody. You know what I mean? They ain't got no problem with children dying on the battlefield. You know, as long as it ain't, well, they ain't got no problem even if it's there. No problem with it. You know, that's how some beings are. You know, but the art of being one—that we're dealing with the one God. Oh, 7 minutes. Yeah, we're dealing with the one God. Okay. Now, something we need to spend a little time on is understanding the connection between you and the other divine forms, you know. when you go to the supermarket and you shop, do you know how many people it took to fill up supermarket full of food and what it takes to do that? Now, we have a meditation process that we call direct meditation where you meditate on a spot. And whatever that spot is made out of, you focus on everything about that spot. Let's say you're looking at a panel. The panel is made out of wood. It's been painted, okay? Where did the paint come from? How do they make the paint? Where did the wood come from? How did it get from the tree? How the wood, how that tree become a panel? And where did they put it on the wall? How did the panel get here? Who put it? How did it go up on the wall? What kind of training did the people have? How did it be? This is called direct meditation. This is what you're focusing on. Just that one spot on the wall. And that panel is connected to sheetrock. Now you got to talk about the paper that's on top of sheetrock, the plastic that goes underneath the sheetrock. How did that get there? Where not? And what did it take to make that paper? That's what I'm saying. What did it take to make that cement? If it's cement that goes inside the sheetrock, you know what I mean? To put the sheetrock together, go up on the wall, you know what I'm saying? And you got nails. You follow what I'm saying? Where the nails come from? How they melt the nails down? What are the nails made up out of? Is there one coming from? It's called the direct meditation. And this is what we've been doing. You know, that's a form of meditation that we have that we teach people how to focus on the one spot. You know what I mean? And, by doing this, you'll get a better understanding of what your connection is to the other gods on the planet. Okay, those ships right now are stuck out on the water. I think they're starting to get all that worked out. But those ships are stuck out there on the water, right? You need people to work those ships. You need people to do this and stuff. It takes a lot to get those items to you in the supermarket. Okay, they got to have a warehouse. They got to be warehoused. They got to be checked for germs. People got to make them. They got to cut up the animals. They got to kill an animal to turn the animals into food. You got to turn animals into food. If you look at a cow, you don't see no steak on your plate. You know what I mean? They got to cut that cow up and turn it into food. And once they turn it into food, it looks good. You're ready to chop on it, boy. You're like, medium rare, dog. Well done, you know? but it takes a lot of people. That's your connection to everybody. See what I'm saying? You are connected to every man, woman, and child on the planet Not only are you connected to them, you're connected to everything on this planet, okay? You have to become one with your fellow human being. Then you have to become one with the animals, one with the animal kingdom, one with the vegetable kingdom, one with the rock kingdom. You have to become one with everything. Follow what I'm saying? Well, I got to become one with the rock kingdom. Would you like to know what the minerals are and what they were? Gold is a mineral. Diamonds is a mineral. Benzite is a mineral. You follow what I'm saying? You need to be connected to the mineral. You need to become one with the mineral kingdom. Okay? You need to become one with everything. You need to become one with the microbial community. So when do we have time really to actually, if we actually being God like we're supposed to, when do we have time to watch all these crazy stories? See what I'm saying? When do we have time to go out to a club, jump up and down, have the dog on night drunk? Yeah, you know, we just don't have that kind of time. It's just too much to know. It's too much to learn to push this society in the right direction. This is what we have to do. And we have to make sure that we're putting ourselves in a position to do that. Because I'm an occult fanatic. I'm telling you, I can sit back and watch one of these Chinese movies all the way through the 82 episodes. I call it binge watch. I'm one of them guys. But I have to say, no, can't do this because I have to get this done. This work has to be done. I have to learn more about the chain of command that runs government. Who's my block captain? Who's my alderman? Who's on city council? How's the school board controlled? I have to know all this stuff because this is my government, and I have to run it, okay? I'm not trying to get one vote, but I get the one vote on quite a few things. I'm ready to, in November, I'm just going to go vote on some judges. I voted on the president, and I'm going to vote on some judges. And they have sometimes they have issues on the ballot that you need to vote for. They put them on it because it's your government. They want you to decide some of these things. Don't leave everything up to the politicians. This is a lot of work, okay? And they're dependent on you to help them do this work. Now, if they're doing things that ain't right or whatever, okay, you're out there picking signs and stuff. Yeah, okay, that works too. Change is made by you participating in government. That's how change is made. So get up off the butt. Get out here and participate. Find out who your alderman is. Find out who your district council is. Find out who you met, who your who the dog or mayor is. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big post, you know. Find out who your police chief is and what's going on with the sheriff's department. You know? Go get in there. Learn what's happening. You know? Learn how they're taking people's property, when people fall to fall behind in their tactics, how they're selling off the crowd. Learn everything that you can. So you have to ask yourself, when do I have time for stories? I'm going to do all that. When do I have time? You actually don't. Okay? The only thing that you have time for is working. See what I'm saying? Now, I need a break. This work is stressful. Okay, well, take a break. Okay? Take a break and go do something, you know? Well, that's what the football games are asked for, so you can take a break. But they're not there for you to turn that into a lifestyle. You follow what I'm saying? Well, all you're doing is blah, 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 blah. No, that's not how it's a break. Take a break, go watch a game, go back to work. That's it. See what I'm saying? I walk the path of being honest and good, and everything that I've done today, I eagerly embrace it to return to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. We are at the end of today's journey, and those that are on the line, thank you. Those that are listening are from afar or tuning in, listening to my episodes. I appreciate it. And we'll be doing some YouTube episodes soon. So bear in mind, Elohim Speaks is going to be doing a few things. We're going to get a little bit more exposed as the time goes on, you know. And I always follow Jesus the Christ. And, you know, we have to put Jesus forward. That's what we do, okay? Jesus is our leader and our teacher. That's what we're learning. He's the head of our organization. So anybody wants to know who the head of this organization is, we're telling you now it's Jesus the Christ, okay? And that's what's up. All right, with that, this is your brother Elohim. We're signing off, and we'll chit-chat again tomorrow, okay? Okay? Much love, guys.